Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Tuesday, June the 22nd, as we come off a Phillies off day yesterday following the losing 2-of-3 in San Francisco. Back at it tonight at home. The Washington Nationals, the surging Washington Nationals coming into town. The Nats have won 8 of their last 10 games, playing much better baseball. So a tougher task for the Phillies down at Citizens Bank Park tonight and tomorrow, then another off day. And then 4 in 3 days in New York against the New York Mets, the biggest season of the series to date without question, as the Phillies need to make some ground up on the New York Mets. And look, they got to handle business against Washington, too. Luckily, Washington's been the one team in the division they've had success against recently, but still need to handle business against Washington. Four in 3 days, doubleheader Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday against the New York Mets. Coming up, we'll preview all that. We'll look ahead to a critically important week of baseball. It really is starting to get real, so to speak. And, you know, look, we talked a lot yesterday and have talked a lot about this team's deficiencies and their struggles to kind of get over the hump and become a more consistent baseball team. And as I said yesterday, and as I still believe, until they start winning with some level of consistency, even mediocrity, so to speak, on the road, it's going to be hard to take them very seriously. But whatever is going to happen, whether it's road wins or more dominance at home or whatever, if they're going to compete, they're going to have to start to do it soon. You know, they are hanging around. They are very lucky to be in their division they're in, as we've talked about many times. Somehow, some way, the NL East went from the agreed-upon best division in baseball to the agreed-upon worst division in baseball, and the Phillies are luckier for it, as, you know, put them in any other division other than the NL Central, and they're in a lot of trouble. So that is a positive, but now it's time. You know, they need to start to make some moves. We are on the cusp of July. You know, we're getting close to the halfway mark of the season here. You know, the Phillies are 34-35. You know, that is tonight they play their 70th game. You know, we're 11 games away, 12 games away right now from the halfway point of the season. And, you know, it's time. The Phillies are going to need to make a move soon, and they're going to need to start to win some games on the road, win with some consistency, win these important NL East games. Honestly, that is going to be one of the most important things down this stretch, is winning these games against their division opponents for the reason we just talked about. The wild card is ever and ever more unlikely with teams like the Dodgers and the Padres and the teams in the Central competing for it. You know, that winning the NL East is the Phillies' most likely best path to the playoffs this year. And that's a massive week this week with the games they have against the Nationals, against the Mets. So it is going to be incredibly important the Phillies show up. We'll get into the schedule in a few. I want to dive in to look ahead to these games. They are important. But a couple guys I want to talk about quickly before we move on. Three pitchers and two hitters. And let's start where we spoke a little bit yesterday about, but just to go a little further on the Aaron Nola and Zach Eflin thing. Let's start with Nola, and we talked about it a bit yesterday, but it is striking how much struggle, how much worse he has been on the road than at home. We looked at the numbers yesterday. His ERA, about 2.5 at home, and it is a 6, an ERA of 6 on the road. Aaron Nola has literally been a completely different pitcher away from Citizens Bank Park this season in almost the same amount of innings. One extra inning at home, he has given up he's given up 28 runs on the road and only 12 at home. I mean, that is drastic. 16 more runs on the road and basically the same number of innings. It's really bad. And we're going to talk about a few guys today and the theme of it being, you know, with this massive week coming up, with the season starting to really get to that point where it's put up or shut up time for the Phillies. Talk about some guys who can play the biggest role in putting up, so to speak. Guys who they really need over the next few weeks here, this week, to show up. And, you know, Aaron Nola's right at the top of the list for a number of reasons. Obviously, the fact that he's just not been the Aaron Nola that we expected coming into the season. He's got a 4.22 ERA on the season. As we mentioned, a 6 ERA on the road this season. And this team, you know, I mentioned it yesterday, but it's just true. When you look at the flaws with the team, the defensive liabilities, the lack of a fourth and fifth starter, the struggles that they've had converting runners from getting on base to being scored, you know, all these things that this team really, the way they are structured right now, is going to need their top three pitchers to carry them in a lot of ways, especially obviously when those guys are on the hill. The point being, they need to carry this team. And we'll get to Eflin in a sec. We know that Zach Wheeler has taken that challenge and run with it. He has been the best Philadelphia Philly by far this season, and certainly the best pitcher and one of the best in baseball, you know, a legitimate Cy Young contender. If it weren't for Jacob deGrom, we'd be talking about Zach Wheeler's potential Cy Young season. But, you know, Wheeler has been everything and more. These other two guys have to step up because we know what Vinny is. You know, you're not going to get anything special from him. You know, if it's 5 innings, 2 runs, you feel like you got a good one, so to speak, from him. And Spencer Howard is one of the other guys we'll talk about in a minute. But, you know, the fifth starter thing, whether it's him, whether it's a piggyback, whatever, is certainly, and it has worked at times, but is not a theoretically a super sustainable high-level option for this team, particularly because of Howard, which we'll get into. But they can't afford for Nola not to be Nola. You know, and look, I get it. Baseball's a sport of failure and a sport where the best fail a lot. And, you know, Nola he hasn't been awful. You know, 4.22 ERA is not good, but it's not worst in baseball or anything. But for where he needs to be, for where this team needs him to be, he's been a flat-out disappointment this year without any equivocation. Aaron Nola's been a disappointment, a definitive one. And as you know, I mean, how many times have we talked the day after an Aaron Nola start or heading into an Aaron Nola start talking about how much the team needs Nola to be the stopper in this game, how much they need him to show up, and then the day after we're talking about how he didn't. It's a common occurrence this season. And even the times when he's, you know, been decent, it hasn't been good enough in a lot of those spots. And obviously he's had some really nice outings, the complete game, you know, the outing a couple starts ago against the Yankees, he's looked good in spots, very good. But on the whole, and particularly the road thing, that's the most mystifying of it all, and it's really been for the last few seasons Nola's struggled on the road, but particularly horrific this season on the road. He's got to figure it out. The Phillies desperately need Aaron Nola. Just Aaron Nola pitching at Aaron Nola levels. They're above 500 right now. And they're game under, and he's been horrible for them. So this team needs Aaron Nola. It's as easy to say as if Aaron Nola isn't better, the Phillies aren't competing for a playoff spot. You know, it's that important. Again, this team can't afford those three guys not being awesome. The way they're built right now, the way they're built for this season, they need those guys to come through. And Nola just hasn't. So that's one. Aaron Nola is an important, important part of this season. The dude needs to turn around. It is crucial. Zach Eflin. I'm a big Zach Eflin fan. I think for the most part, he is a very good major league pitcher, and I'm very happy he's a Philly, but he has not been as good as he was early in the season. There's no question about that. Eflin has been struggling, and, you know, coming off his worst outing of the season, really just did not pitch well in San Francisco, again, in a spot where they really needed him. You know, supposed to be a Spencer Howard start. They're able to adjust the rotation and get him in there, and Eflin didn't show up. You know, gives up 7 runs, 6 earned, just didn't pitch well. You know, gave up 4 home runs to the Giants on Sunday. Goes 5 innings, 6 earned, 7 runs total, and just got beat up. And it's been a string. You know, that's the thing is, Eflin started the season nice, then really has been disappointing. If you go through his last, you know, let's go since the start of May, he starts May off with 6 innings, 2 runs, then 6 2/3, 2 runs. You're feeling good. And then starts to go down a little bit. 6 innings, 5 runs, gets hit up a bit. 6 innings, 2 runs, better. 6 innings, 3 runs, earned, 4 total. 6 innings, 4 runs, 4 2/3 innings, 4 runs. Then a nice outing, 6 innings, a run. Then 5 innings, 3 runs. And then the horrible one on Sunday, 5 innings, 6 runs. So hasn't been horrible, but has not been good enough and certainly not consistent enough for the Phillies this season. They need more out of Zach Eflin. You know, they need more. He's got a 4.39 ERA on the season. I mean, that's just bad. It's just not close to good enough. You know, he just has not been good enough. They need more from Zach Eflin. A 2-6 with a 4.39 ERA. That's a problem. Way too many hits. Giving up way too many hits. The walks are still good. You know, he's done a nice job of limiting the walks. The strikeout to walk ratio is 83-10 in 84 innings. That's great. 97 hits he's given up in 84 innings. 97 hits, more than a hit per inning, is way too many for Zach Eflin. And it's costing him. And look, I know Eflin goes through the tired body phases, and he's had those things throughout his career and all that, but they need more from Zach Eflin. He needs it. Look, it's not to the same level of Nola in the sense of as much as I like Zach Eflin, you certainly expect more from Aaron Nola. Nola is, you know, coming into the season, we've talked about Aaron Nola as the ace of the staff. Now, very clearly and very definitively, Zach Wheeler is taking that mantle this season, but Nola's still supposed to be that level of pitcher, and we haven't seen it, and Eflin is not supposed to be that level of pitcher. He's, you know, a notch down for sure, but he hasn't been good enough. There's no question they need more from Zach Eflin. And, you know, again, to the point made before that is just holds true that they need Wheeler, Eflin, and Nola to be great. And look, is it somewhat unfair to ask as much out of a guy like Eflin? Nola, it is not unfair. You know, Nola is supposed to be one of your aces and he hasn't been. That's fair. Eflin, is it fair to ask him to be an ace level type guy or a two, a three, whatever you're, you know, I get it that they're probably expecting more from Zach Eflin than he can deliver. But it is what it is. The way this situation is, the way the team is, they need more from Zach Eflin. So Eflin and Nola, two guys who really stand out as if this team's going to turn it around over the next month, those guys have to be big parts of it. All right, before we get to the hitters, the other pitcher, I just mentioned him, but a quick thing on Spencer Howard, who we saw coming in relief of Eflin on Sunday and not look good, give up a couple runs. And I don't know what to do with Spencer Howard. I don't know what the answer is. I almost think you need to put him back in the minors and just worry about the long term at this point. I don't think what Spencer Howard is giving you this year is worthwhile. And look, the piggyback thing has worked at times, particularly because Suarez has been so good in those spots or whatever. But, you know, Spencer Howard just isn't good enough right now. I mean, flat out, and obviously can't give you more than a couple innings of strong, strong baseball and really wears down quickly. It's, you know, there's no role for him. You know, what do you do? It's the piggyback thing's really the only thing you can do. And look, I understand it's probably going to keep happening because they don't have better options right now, but it is a problem. You know, Spencer Howard and obviously the macro problem of the long term of this being the most important prospect right now in the organization as the only high end major league ready prospect that they have, that it's incredibly concerning in a macro sense. But right now, just for the micro, for this season, you know, they need more from Spencer Howard, and I don't know if he can give it to him. You know, I don't know if he can be more than what we've seen, and that's a major problem for this team. Again, and it goes back to why those top three guys have to be that much better. Spencer Howard's a major disappointment for this team. If he can give him something over the next month, if he can flash, I mean, that would be so big. Again, I'm not expecting it. I don't know how you could watch Spencer Howard so far and expect more than what we've got, but you can look at who Spencer Howard is and is supposed to be and expect more. And they're certainly not getting it. And that's a real problem. All right, two more guys. And I think one's the most important of all the guys we're going to talk about today. Bryce Harper. The Phillies need more from Bryce Harper. And look, I get it. And I am If you've listened to this show at all, you know that I am a Bryce Harper fan, a Bryce Harper defender. I often will fight for the Bryce Harper's value, defend his value, all that stuff, and I still believe in him as a player and as a piece and all that. But the Bryce Harper we've gotten this season since the injury, since getting it in the face, just hasn't been good enough. And look, the injuries are clearly a factor. They matter. The back is real. It's a real concern long term and now. And I understand he's probably playing through pain and all that. But obviously the way Bryce Harper started the season was awesome. He was one of the best players in baseball for the first few weeks. Gets hit in the face, has these injuries, and hasn't been the same. And that's the story, and I get it. It is a story you can track, right? You can see that he gets hit in the face, has these injuries, and hasn't been the same since. And I get that. And I accept that. Sometimes injuries can derail seasons or this or that, but here's the thing that I can't accept, and the problem I have with Bryce Harper right now is the way he's going about his business. I mean, Bryce Harper has not looked engaged in a game since he's been back. And I know he just got back this weekend, but prior to that, coming back, you know, and then going out again, all that, and he's clearly hurt. He's clearly got issues, and I get that, and I respect that he's playing through it and all that, but man, you're the leader of this team. Whether or not you're the leader in that clubhouse, we don't know. We're not in there. We don't know who steps up, who's an emotional leader, who's a talker. We don't even know if they have them. That's, you know, something we've wondered about this season. But Bryce Harper is the leader of the team from an outside perspective. He is the highest paid player in terms of guaranteed money. He is the most famous player, the biggest star, and ultimately the one who the team relies on the most from a production standpoint. He's the best player on the team. And obviously Zach Wheeler has been that guy this year, but you know what I'm saying. So look, if injuries are hampering his play, I get that part. And it certainly seems from a power perspective and all that's playing a role, but the attitude, the effort, the investment, that's on Bryce Harper. I mean, he needs to give more. I mean, he is not hustling at all. He is not anything like the Bryce Harper we've seen the last 2 years of even if he has injuries, even if he's not hitting at the clip we want him to, he's aggressive. He's playing with full-on effort. He's running the bases like a maniac. He's making plays in the field. Like, where's that guy? Where is he? The Phillies desperately need that guy. They need that energy. They need that effort. And especially if you're not going to hit at the level you're supposed to, whether because of injury or not, bring the other stuff. And it's something that Harper has been great at since he's been here. Right now, this moment is the most disappointing Bryce Harper's been since he's been here from that perspective. He just doesn't seem engaged. He doesn't seem locked in. He doesn't seem invested in the way that he needs to be invested in this team. Bryce Harper is the Phillies. I mean, you're the dude, Bryce. You're the guy. You're the most important player. You're the highest paid player. You're the face of the franchise. We need more from you, Bryce Harper. More production, more effort, more energy, more engagement, more. And again, I have staunchly defended Bryce Harper. And I'm sure I will in the future. Right now, need more. And of course, I would like to see him offensively get back to that spot. And again, we don't know how much of his injuries and all that, but you know, you need more offensively from him production-wise. But again, I can look at that and say maybe that's the injuries. The other stuff I can't. Harper needs to show up. This team has no chance if Bryce Harper doesn't improve and doesn't get better and doesn't play hard. That's it, flat out, no chance. That's how important Bryce Harper is. So show up, Bryce. We need more from you desperately. This team needs you right now. This week, big games coming up. We'll get to those games in a second. Last person, and this is you know, again, we've talked a ton about him and the importance in this sense. But back to Alec Boehm, starting to hit the ball a little bit. The power still is not there, the driving the ball, but in June, only 14 games, but in June, 340 batting average. 340, 364, 358 for a slash. Now that 358 is not good, obviously. Slugging percentage, it's horrible. But starting to get going a little bit. A little bit. And if Alec Boehm can lock back in and even without the power be a 300-ish hitter like he was last season, you know, above that, what a difference it can make for this team's offense. Because, again, one of the biggest problems we've had all year is the inability to convert base runners to scored, run scored, from base runners to run scored. And Alec Bohm has had a lot of opportunities with runners on, and if he starts just even getting hits, singles, and putting the ball into holes and spots in the field, it could be such a massive thing. Again, 340 in June, that's something. It's the first positive signs we've seen from him. It's looked like he's been lost all season long, struggling at such a high level, starting to feel like he's getting more comfortable and starting to feel like things are starting to fall into place. If Alec Bohm can give you something, if he can be a bat for you that impacts things, I mean, that's massive. It's massive. It won't make up for Bryce Harper. They need Bryce Harper no matter what. No matter what else happens, Bryce Harper has to be better. Again, this team is built around you, Bryce Harper. Need more. But Bohm starting to hit the ball a little bit is a reason for optimism. Again, you know, it's a lot of the talk about this team, rightfully so, has been shaded towards pessimism, as it should. You know, they've been disappointing. They continue to struggle on the road. They don't seem able to get on any sort of real run and put things together and build on things. And, you know, it seems like there's a lack of leadership. And, again, they can't win on the road and all that stuff. So it's been deserved. But, you know, if Alec Bohm can start hitting a little bit, McCutcheon's already started to hit a little more, you know, you can start to see things happening. Reese is getting hotter again, you know, starting to heat up a bit. JT's been great. You know, Bryce and Bohm. You know, Didi maybe comes back at some point. We'll see. But if Bryce and Bohm can get going, it could be major for this team. And then you get those top three going, and all of a sudden you're competing. You know, and I know that sounds far fetched at this moment because of how they played, but it shouldn't be. You know, this team is talented enough to compete. At least they're not the best. They're not, you know, World Series contender, front runner, whatever. But they should be able to compete in this division with these teams in this division. And that absolutely has to start with Bohm and Harper hitting the baseball and making this offense what it needs to be to help carry the pitching, to help carry the 4 and 5 starter. And again, you need Nolan Eflin to do their thing too. And if those things happen, we can start to get excited about this team and maybe they start winning games on the road and all these things fall into place. But you know, it all comes back to these guys, these important members of the team. Again, we talk a lot about the talent on the team, but we also talk about how it's top heavy. And it is. There is talent, but it is top heavy. If you're a top heavy talent team, if that top doesn't produce, you're cooked. So they need the top guys to produce. Nola, Eflin, Harper, Bohm. Those are four guys you massively counted on coming into the season. Massively. And they all need to be better. And if they are, it can change things quickly for this team. It can really redefine what they can be. But that has to happen. And it has to happen quick because they have a big week of baseball coming up. And look, we are just a couple weeks away from the All-Star break. You know, we're almost, you know, again, 12 games from halfway through the season. So it's real. And this is a big week of baseball. You're playing 6 games against division teams. Washington's right there with you. The Mets are out in front of you. 2 at home against Washington tonight and then a day game tomorrow. And then 4 in New York over the weekend. And then, look, there's no break after this. They got 2 off days this week, but then it's 4 New York over the weekend, then the makeup game in Cincinnati on Monday, which would have been an off day. Then come home for 3 against the Marlins. Then you got 3 against San Diego. Still no off days. So, and then it's 4 in Chicago and 3 in Boston. The Cubs and Boston are both first-place teams right now. 7 on the road heading into the All-Star break there. And the Padres coming down before that are a great team, too. You finish out with 10 games against playoff-caliber teams, the Padres, the Cubs, and the Red Sox, with 7 of them on the road. And again, no off days after this off day this week. So you get the off day yesterday and then an off day Thursday, and then no more off days till the All-Star break. So they will play baseball from June 25th straight through July 11th. No off days. It is time. They have to get it done. And again, it starts tonight, and luckily, you got the guy on the hill you'd want. You know, the one dude you want, Zach Wheeler, on the hill tonight. Big spot. You know, Wheeler, I hate to put so much pressure on him, but he needs to keep bringing it. Vinny tomorrow in a day game against Eric Fetty, so that's a big one. And then again, the weekend, you got Nola, Howard, Eflin, Wheeler going this weekend. So you got 3 of your 4 to the conversation we had. It's time for those guys to step up and carry you and hopefully mix some hits in and score some runs to help them. Just such a massive week of baseball. Massive, massive, massive. It starts tonight with Wheeler against the Nats. Hopefully they can get a win here and get on a roll here and get something going, because these six games right here are crucially important for the rest of the season. So let's get it done. Let's start tonight against the Nats. Either way, whatever happens, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. So until then, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.